Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1 pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to arrow hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.
Watching any sport is a hell of a lot more exciting when you got a little something-something riding on the game. But what happens when the season is over? At my bookie, there is no off-season. NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, NHL, boxing, heck, table tennis, MMA, and more. If they got it, you can bet it. If the games are being played, the line is on the board at my bookie. Just remember, where you bet, though, is every bit as important, if not more so than what you're betting on. That's why I tell all my friends to go to mybookie.ag. Oh, but my state just approved it. There's a big whatever, or these guys are in the market. Nah, Johnny come latelys. You want to trust them? Trust the bookie I've been working with for years, mybookie. Mybookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does it matter? Oh, I don't know. Maybe a million reasons. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. You name it. Plus, you get a bonus with me at mybookie.ag. Use promo code Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. That's promo code Zabe, and get your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code Zabe to claim the offer. You bet, you win, and most importantly, you get paid with mybookie.ag. This is the Zabecast, from the mean streets of McLean, Virginia, to the Harvard of the West, UC Santa Barbara. You got 30 minutes for some honest conversation about sports, life, and more? Well, good. Buckle up and let's go.
Here we go.
Tuesday, June 3rd, 2025. Thank you for downloading. Welcome to the Zabecast, coming to you plausibly live from the front seat of our rented Chevy Tahoe here in Lake Tahoe, California. Yes, I know the irony. The Chevy Tahoe, the family truckster of choice this week. And I'll just start out very simply by asking a question. Dude, has anyone seen my wallet? Trigger warning. Trigger warning. Yes, I have lost my wallet here on vacation, and I am due to fly home with the family, wife and two daughters, and my mom, 86 years young, on Wednesday morning. It is now 10:09 p.m. out here in California. The wallet was known to be missing about 5 hours ago, and I have checked everywhere. It is an unnerving experience. Now, I know you've got questions, right? You're saying, wallet? Who carries a wallet anymore? 1985 called Zabe. They want their personal identification device back or something to, you know, to that effect. I know people say, all I carry around is, you know, my ID and one credit card that's in the back of a sleeve that goes on my iPhone case, and it's really slick, and that's, well, what are you doing carrying a phone and a wallet around? Okay, I get it. Other people are saying right now, dude, you, of all people, why don't you have an AirTag in your wallet? What are you, a rookie? Now, look, I know I could do either one. I have not lost my wallet like this in a long, long time. And there is a truth that needs to be said, which is, given enough minutes on Earth and places you go, and houses you leave and doors you close, at some point, you're gonna lose your wallet. It's just a fact of life. It's like saying motorcycle, I believe there's a saying amongst motorcycle riders, there's only two kinds. Those who have laid it down and those who are going to. Just like I say, there's only two types of men in the world, those who have shit their pants and bald-faced liars. So at some point, you're going to lose your wallet. Now, I think the last time I truly lost my wallet this bad was when I left it in the seat back pocket of an American Airlines flight that had landed at Dulles Airport, and I was already fully off the plane and down several gates in the terminal before realizing, oh shit, where's my wallet? I then did a quick U-turn, beelined it back to the gate. It might have been longer than that because by the time I got to the gate, they had already closed the door for the next flight that was leaving. So I'm begging, I'm pleading. Luckily, one of the gate agents was able to radio the pilot and they said, okay, they have your wallet. The pilot is going to toss it out the window of the cockpit to the grounds crew and they'll bring it right up. And I'm like, holy shit, that's funny. Didn't know that they had little windows that could open in the cockpit of airplanes, of commercial airliners, but they do. And that's what they did. And I am an idiot. You're like, you left it in the seat back pocket. I figured I'd check it before I left. So here's what happened. And this is going to be a little game of, so predict where, if I find my wallet tomorrow at sunrise or sometime tomorrow before we leave, tell me what you think is going to be the outcome of this little mystery of where's El Baldo's wallet. I last had it at lunch at a place called Zaz on the waterfront down in Tahoe City. Beautiful place. Beautiful day. Just my daughter Catherine and I paid for the meal there with a credit card. Boom, done. I am 99.9% certain. In fact, I'm 100% certain I had the wallet about 10 minutes later as we walked down the beach and sat on a picnic bench overlooking the beautiful Lake Tahoe and its crystal blue waters. And I propped my phone up on my wallet at an angle so I could view a YouTube video better. Because, you know, you might say, well, what are you doing looking at YouTube while you're on the beach of one of the most beautiful lakes in the world? Well, I was enjoying both. You know, you can't just stare at the lake the whole time. I'm sitting there under the shade. It's a beautiful day. It's sunny. Let's watch some YouTube. Of course, I was watching a microphone review from my favorite microphone reviewer, Tom Buck, on YouTube. Why did I prop my phone up on my wallet? Well, it's because I'm an idiot. And here's the first bit of irony. I recently went away from a iPhone case that has a pop-out ring that twists and swivels and makes for a perfect stand, either vertically or horizontally. And I did this for a reason. I said, you know, I'm spending too much time recreationally eating, overstuffing myself at Chipotle, Chick-fil-A, Mod Pizza, run it back every day for lunch, one of the three places, and scrolling my phone. And if I said to myself, if you take the stand off your phone, I bet you you'll scroll less because you won't sit there shoving food in your face, getting fat at fast food restaurants, looking at the internet. I'm like, all right, let's try it. Narrator, it didn't work. Narrator, it did not work as he thought it would. So there is a chance that I left the wallet while picking up my phone and getting up from the bench, sitting right there on the bench. But how dumb could I be? You lost your wallet. Pretty dumb. Okay, I deserve that. I was also, irony alert, wearing the very same baggy blue Air Jordan gym shorts that had the $1,200 in Vegas sportsbook tickets for my buddies that flew out mysteriously on my way back to the room from the casino. Oh, my God. Why are you still wearing those shorts? Well, they're comfortable. They've got pockets. Maybe the pockets aren't deep enough. I don't know. So the last known sighting of the wallet was down on Commons Beach at about, let's call it 3:30. No, let's call it 2:30 in the afternoon. Daughter and I then get up from the park bench, walk up the stairs, go back to our car at Zaz Restaurant, get in the car. I drive. I'm going to pick my wife up at my uncle's house. They had gone for a bike ride. I stop at the local Tahoe City Golf Course, 9 holes. Now it's down to 7 this week because they've got 2 of them that have blown up the irrigation. They're all a mess. I might have played it otherwise. I go in. I find a really nice Antigua shirt that's a good price. And I'm like, I'm going to buy this. Why not? I know. Violating the rule of, you can't wear a shirt unless you've played the course. Well, it's a 9-holer that was only open 7 of the 9 holes. I pay for, my daughter's waiting in the car. I just pop in to see what the rates are and get a look around and end up going, ooh, I'll take this shirt here. I end up buying the shirt, but I pay for it with my phone because I kind of pat my pockets. I was like, oh, okay, I guess I left my wallet in the car. No big deal. I'll use Apple Pay. Why go back out to the car? Boom, Apple Pay. Now, it's possible that I set my wallet down on a counter there because I did at one point while waiting because a guy was checking in for his round, and I said, just go ahead of me. I'm buying a shirt. I'm just browsing around. It's possible because I did pick up a rental club or two, and I took a waggle inside the shop with it, and so therefore two hands were on a driver or a club, and they were not on my wallet. I could have set it down on the counter and walked out, and maybe the shop just realized, you know what, he'll be back tomorrow. He fucked up. He forgot this. Or he'll be back later today. The best case scenario would be them holding it. It could have fallen out getting in and out of this ginormously stupid Chevy Tahoe. And for all the Chevy Tahoe owners out there, I don't know how you do it. This thing is a friggin' boat. And I know it's big. It's got great towing capacity. Spacious. It rides smooth on the highway. It's got beefy acceleration. But my God, it's a pig. Are you kidding me? And it's also very high. It's hard to get into. It's got a little step ladder. Not step ladder. It's got a running board to step onto, but it's not really conveniently placed. It's possible that as I slid my fat ass out of the car, that the wallet fell out onto the ground and I just didn't notice it. I know. Idiot, right? So, yeah. It's possible the wallet's still sitting on the park bench and it'll be there tomorrow morning and nobody touched it. That would be inconceivable to me. If it was a good Samaritan, I assume they would have gone through the wallet. I believe my phone number is in there. Certainly using my ID and a quick Google search, they could have found my email address and said, oh, okay, let's email him and say, hey, I got your wallet. You know, come get it, whatever. Or they could have picked it up, as my wife said, and turned it into the police station, which, I don't know. She said, well, that's doing the right thing, isn't it? And I'm like, I don't know. I think when you find a wallet, you got to try to contact the person whose wallet it is immediately, especially if it's sitting there on a picnic bench down by a lake. Again, I'm the idiot. I fucked this up. Now, a bad Samaritan might have gone and started a spending spree. And of course, you're going to say, well, didn't you lock all your credit cards? Yes, the credit cards have been locked. The debit cards have been locked. And I had pre-stripped down my wallet where there was a lot of other kind of sort of essential cards there that were missing that I left at home, which is fine. So the damage won't be too bad. The driver's license is in there. Now the thing is with TSA, so I'm Googling, can you fly without an ID on TSA? And it's, you know, nobody has a real firm answer. They're like, well, you're going to have to go through extra screening, and you're going to have to show other forms of ID to satisfy TSA that you are who you are. And they mention other forms of ID, and I'm like, I don't have those. They were in my wallet! But luckily, I have found a photo of my driver's license and a photo of my passport. So one would hope that the Transportation Safety Administration, or is it Security Administration, TSA, one would hope they would look at me with my wife and daughters and my mother and my boarding pass that has my name and a photo on my phone of both my passport and my driver's license and say, okay, we'll let you go ahead and fly. I mean, if they want to pat me down even further, okay, fine. I did get one of those pat downs coming out here, by the way. It was bullshit. By a dude. Creepy looking dude. I'm going to use the back of my hands. Because I didn't have my TSA pre on my ticket. Now, I did look up. Well, can I just tell them, here's my TSA pre number? You know me. I went through all your bullshit screening to get the TSA pre, which once upon a time cut the line to nothing. Now, the TSA pre-line is almost as long as the regular security, you assholes. What am I paying for? But apparently, you can't just do that. You got to show them ID. If I catch the wrong TSA agent who's just going to be Johnny Hardo, I don't know. Might not let me on the plane if I don't get my wallet back. So, going to be a fun day tomorrow. Where do you think the wallet is? Bad Samaritan ran away with it. Only had like $20 in it. Didn't have a lot of money. At least I think that's all that was in it. Bad Samaritan that's going to start trying to use my credit card shortly here. Also, would I get notified if I've locked my cards of, hey, some asshole's trying to use them? I wouldn't mind it if my credit card companies gave me that notification, even though it's locked. Because then I could stop my search. I would know. Some asshole took it, and they're trying to use my cards. If it was a good Samaritan, I guess I got to find out, well, they clearly are not trying to contact me 5 hours later, or they're very poor at detecting, they're very poor detectives figuring out, well, how do we get a hold of this guy? And they might have turned it in somewhere. I don't know where. Going to go to the restaurant, going to go to the golf course, I'm going to walk the path that we walked along the way. And I'm gonna go to the damn police station. But man, the emotions that you go through, it's panic, it's anger at yourself that you then instinctively, most people want to try to redirect elsewhere to your loved ones, your family. Well, you were rushing me. You find any excuse to not blame yourself for being so stupid. And then just the gnawing uncertainty, even though I think I'm in a good spot. I got everything locked down. I got a couple of photos on my phone of my ID. I'm pretty sure I'm going to get on the plane. So what's to worry about? Fucking wallet's gone. Who cares? Go enjoy your last day of vacation. It's hard. It's hard to go to bed with this kind of uncertainty. And I know it's like one millionth of the uncertainty of perhaps a parent who for some period of time, be it a day or more, that doesn't know where their child is. I can only imagine that kind of panic. So we shall see. Anyone seen my wallet? Let me know. You know, one of the things I love most about Indeed is that it makes hiring so fast. In the minute I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. If you are overwhelmed by the hiring process or you've been struggling to get your job posts seen, listen up. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. Your post jumps right to the top of the page for relevant candidates, so you reach exactly who you want faster. And it makes a huge difference, according to Indeed data. Sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this podcast will get $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the podcast by saying you heard about it right here on this pod. Indeed.com/Charlie Zulu Alpha Bravo Echo. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring, Indeed, is all you need.
Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line, now 20% lower. Family plans, also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
I'm not exactly a tech genius, but I knew one thing for sure. If I wanted my small business to crush it, I needed a website that worked like a pro, and I needed it yesterday. Lucky for me, Bluehost made it ridiculously easy. With their AI design tools, building my website was a walk in the park. I could customize, optimize, and monetize everything exactly how I wanted. In just a few minutes, I had a secure site up and running. I couldn't believe how straightforward it was. And getting found online? Bluehost helped me with that too. I perfected my keywords and meta descriptions with their search engine tools. The AI even gave me suggestions to improve my pages. Now I can sit back, relax, and focus on my customers, while my website continues to rank higher and higher on Google. With their 30-day money-back guarantee, I wasn't worried about taking the plunge, and now I'm so glad I did. Head over to Bluehost.com and build something special today.
Watching any sport is a hell of a lot more exciting when you got a little something-something riding on the game. But what happens when the season is over? At my bookie, there is no off-season. NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, NHL, boxing, heck, table tennis, MMA, and more. If they got it, you can bet it. If the games are being played, the line is on the board at MyBookie. Just remember, where you bet, though, is every bit as important, if not more so than what you're betting on. That's why I tell all my friends to go to MyBookie.ag. Oh, but my state just approved it. There's a big whatever, or these guys are in the market. Nah, Johnny-come-latelys. You want to trust them? Trust the bookie I've been working with for years, MyBookie. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does it matter? Oh, I don't know. Maybe a million reasons. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. You name it. Plus, you get a bonus with me at MyBookie.ag. Use promo code Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. That's promo code ZABE. And get your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. You bet, you win, and most importantly, you get paid with mybookie.ag.
The United States Open Golf Championship just finished its final qualifying day, better known as the longest day in golf. This is the beauty and the quirk of the U.S. Open as a major championship in golf. It is truly open. They reserve a huge chunk of their spots in the field. I want to say it's almost like 30%, if not 40%, to people who qualify through the process. Amateurs, pros, semi-pros. Of course, they give a leg up to those who are really well-known professional golfers that are on tours that have played in some U.S. Opens before. They put them right through to the final stage, which is 36 holes. And all they got to do is finish, you know, usually top five to top seven in a field that has a billion names you've never heard of. But here's the thing about the game of golf, and certainly the modern game of golf now with these kids out there. There's so many good golfers that your chance of qualifying as a tour pro at a qualifying site is not always that great. In fact, there's a lot of guys whose names you know who did not qualify for the U.S. Open. Some of the names include Ricky Fowler, Zach Johnson, some Live Tour guys. Bubba withdrew from the one in Washington, D.C., or the one in Woodmont. And there's some amazing stories as well, in addition to the guys who are tour players who did not make it. Like, how about a 17-year-old kid from Georgia in high school, amateur, winning, medaling at the qualifier at the Piedmont Driving Club in Atlanta, Georgia. 84 players, five spots. Mason Howell, 17 years old, shoots 63-63. What? Is golf supposed to be hard? At this qualifier, there was Howell, amateur. This kid, Tyler Weaver, amateur. Another amateur at 18-11-10 under par. Notables who failed to qualify included Zach Johnson, KJ Choi, Jason Duffner, and JB Holmes. Kid said it was one of the greatest moments of his life, and yes, you can understand exactly why. Max Homa did not qualify. The likable California vibe in Max Homa, who a year ago, going into the U.S. Open, was 10th in the world rankings. 10th! And he was forced to qualify this year because his game has fallen off that badly. He's fired his caddy again, apparently. And he carried his own bag. Now, I don't know if he fired his caddy before the qualifier or not, or he just felt like, you know what, I can carry this, no big deal. 36 holes, carrying your own carry bag. And Max Homa had a chance. All he had to do was not three-putt the final hole, the 36th hole. And he was into the U.S. Open. Guess what happened? Bing, bang, bong, goodbye, three-putt. It's brutal, but it's also beautiful. How about this as well? You've got guys in the field that, you see the headlines, you go, wait, what? Such as, former caddy turned dentist qualifies for U.S. Open. And I went looking for who the hell Matt Vogt is from Indiana. He played college golf somewhere. I couldn't find that out. There is one story written about him. He's a really good amateur. Had to have played in college somewhere big, but couldn't make it in the pros. Has played in the USGA Mid-Am Championship, in the USGA Four Ball. Trying to think, the amateur as well. Amateur, mid-am, four ball. He's played in basically everything. He's never made it, though, to the U.S. Open. And not good enough to make a living playing golf, so he became a dentist. And he's a former caddy at Oakmont, of all places, where the U.S. Open is going to be held. Now, the downside to this is that, while it's nice, there's so many open spots for guys who can just be dreamers, and there's a bunch of amateurs that always make the U.S. Open. One could argue it's kind of dumb because you've got a weaker field. These amateurs, these no-names, these mini-tour scrubs, well, they're the best golfers you'll ever see in your life if you played with one. But relatively speaking, these no-names, these jobbers, they got no shot at winning the Open. They've got very little shot at competing in the Open. So maybe the U.S. Open should have fewer open spots for those who qualify, but you gotta love it. Former caddy turned dentist makes U.S. Open field. Wait, what? Are you a stat nerd? If so, have you heard of this one? Ever heard of rebounds in basketball? Well, apparently it's a thing now because of Angel Reese, who wants to remind everybody that, hey, women's basketball is not just enjoying a popularity surge due to Caitlin Clark. No, no. They're coming to see her as well. Angel Reese is a double-double machine. She gets a ton of rebounds. She gets a ton of her own rebounds, however. Nearly 36% of them, as a matter of fact. It is the highest number by far. And there are even more crazy stats about how bad she is at shooting. First of all, most of her shots come from inside 5 feet. And she's taken 61 field goals this year. Only 9 of those have come from outside 5 feet. That's only 15% of her total shots. Well, she's shooting from 5 feet and in. She must be really good at shooting from there. No, 33% from inside of 5 feet. But she leads the WNBA in offensive rebounding, or mebounding, with 5.7 per game. It's incredible, some of the numbers on Angel Reese. So social media users came up with this term called rebounds, which is rebounding your own miss. And she leads the league by a long shot in that regard. It got me to thinking about, okay, How many men in the men's, you know, how many men in the NBA get their own rebound? It's a pretty rare thing, kind of a hard thing, because most men, when they're in close, are either going to dunk it or make a layup. Occasionally they miss. Occasionally they tip their own shots back. Occasionally they'll take a long jumper and they'll see it's going to be off and they'll dart to the spot on the floor where they think it's going to clang and rebound off and then go grab it. But I got to believe that if you were to track rebounds for every player on every team, both in the WNBA and the NBA, I think the number would be very small for the men. But I would assume that would take some hand tallying of watching a lot of both leagues to calculate. Still, Angel Reese, rebounds. Oh, one more thing. Did you know that there is a group on TikTok of dudes who do nothing but bet on Angel Reese to miss her first shot of the game every game she plays?
Day six, baby. We're feeling good. Here we go. Here it is.
Bricklayer.
Here it is.
Here it comes.
Here it is.
Let's fucking go.
Let's
go.
They post their ticket from whatever gambling site they use, and they film themselves sitting around with a clip of the game playing on their TikTok account. They're like, all right, here it is. Come on. There it is. There she is. Shoot it, queen. Ah, it misses. I didn't see what the odds were, but I would have to think that if this thing goes on where she's got a streak of missing her first shot of the game every game, then guess what? The return on that bet has got to be going down precipitously at this point. Quick follow-up on something from yesterday. I spent a decent amount of time, some people might think too much time, but I spent a decent amount of time wondering what's going to happen to the iconic show Inside the NBA. They say, don't worry, it'll be the same show, it's just on a different network. And then people are starting to realize, wait a minute, it's going to be on a different network, it's going to be all over the place. I don't like that. Charles Barkley explained to Dan Patrick just how messed up it is, including the fact that they shot a pilot for the show that Barkley said was terrible. Terrible. And I was wondering, pilot, you have, what? How many years has it been? 24 years? You got 24 years of pilots. What do you mean pilot? Oh, the reason they shot a pilot was TNT is going to air a version of Inside the NBA that is, get this, gonna have no NBA, as in no highlights, because they lost the rights to them. And so they're trying to figure out, how do these guys fill an hour without any NBA? Now, there were people when this was going down a year and a half ago, like, oh, they might lose, you know, the NBA, and what's going to happen? And say, oh, I'd love to listen to Chuck and Shaq talk about anything. They're funny. Yeah, you do, but you kind of don't. You want the NBA as a steady backdrop and a canvas upon them to riff off of. Apparently, their first shot at just doing a variety show without any NBA went very poorly. But Barkley said as well that he goes, look, we're going to be on opposite games many nights. And who, if they love the NBA, is going to turn off a game and come watch us doing whatever show we're doing at the same time?
Just, it's Inside the NBA, but it's on ESPN. Okay, but does the show look like the show? It's just, it's Inside the NBA, but it's on ESPN. Is that how you're like positioning this?
Dan, we don't even know.
Okay, all right.
That's one of the reasons I was waiting, like, yeah, I don't know what we're doing. And then TNT is trying to do something stupid behind the scenes. We taped a pilot about a month ago, and it was the stupidest shit I've ever seen in my life. You know, because we're not going to be on ESPN as much as people think.
Wait, what do you mean you taped a pilot?
Well, because ESPN... because we're only probably going to be working for ESPN like half the time to one third of the time. So I think TNT wants to do something. And we taped a pilot about a month ago, and it was the stupidest ever.
Okay, so you're still going to do a show, an NBA show on TNT, and you're going to do a show on ESPN?
Yes.
Okay, good.
But
okay.
But like I say, if they're being honest, we're going to probably work on ESPN one-third or half the time, but they're trying to do something stupid at TNT. Which is number one, it's a stupid idea for a couple of reasons. Number one, we won't have basketball highlights. But also, we're probably gonna be going up against the NBA game. And anybody who likes basketball ain't gonna say, hey, you know what? Let me turn off an NBA game that's on Amazon, ESPN, or NBC to go watch these four dudes sit around and talk about nothing.
It looks like a disaster. Almost as big of a disaster as me losing my wallet. Lastly, I got to chime in on this incredible drone operation pulled off by the Ukraine. Ukraine is weak, is road apple. Ukraine, you insult Ukraine. We are not weak. I'll show you weak. Seinfeld, if you know, you know. Ukraine, with an operation called Spiderweb, managed to infiltrate deep into enemy territory using trucks that were disguised as empty box trucks, which had a false roof and a trap door that could remotely be opened that let loose a swarm of drones packed with high explosive, probably C4, but I don't know. These were pretty small drones, not much bigger than your average DJI Phantom. And they did it by somehow tricking unwitting Russian truck drivers to deliver these trucks and park them right near the airfields of the bombers and nuclear strike aircraft that Russia had and got wiped out, not wiped out, but like 40% of their long-range strategic bombers got blown up by this drone strike. Holy shit. They couldn't obviously fly the drones from outside the country. It's too far, 5,000 kilometers. But they somehow tricked Russian drivers into delivering these box trucks and then, boom, open them up. Incredible stuff and kind of scary stuff because Russia, you know, Putin ain't going to take this sitting down. And so the response from Russia, everyone's waiting, like, what are they going to do now? It could get really ugly, but it's just, they're calling this operation one of the best covert military ops in history, and maybe only second to the Mossad's pager operation that they pulled on the PLO about a year ago. Wow. And some were saying, well, why did they come out with the videos and show it and explain how it was done? Don't you want to keep that operationally a secret? No. No, in fact, they wanted it all out there because now Russia has to check every fucking truck. Russia is more paranoid than ever. They've got to interview and perhaps interrogate every truck driver. Bad week to be a truck driver in Russia. That's all I'm going to say. And if they got some of the drivers who inadvertently took a job to drive an empty box truck, or so they thought, right near an airfield, 5,000 kilometers from the border. Oh boy. I would not want to be them at this point. Let's hope, on a cheery note, it does not end in World War III. That'd be nice, wouldn't it? I don't want World War III. I'm looking forward to the NBA Finals. I'm looking forward to the U.S. Open. I'm looking forward to a nice summer. A World War III last summer. I'm looking to a summer with my wallet again. And if I get that wallet back, I don't know. What am I going to do if I get it back? If I get it back intact, what is my next move? Do I get a bright orange wallet that's a Velcro wallet that it's blinding? You couldn't possibly leave it behind or not see it sitting on a counter or see it sitting on the ground? Do I ditch the wallet altogether?
I still want a physical card with me. I still want an ID with me. I don't know. We'll see. The sun comes up in approximately 7 hours and 32 minutes. I will be up at that time, and I will not have slept well. That'll do it for me today. Thank you so much for listening and being a subscriber and enjoying the foibles of my otherwise charmed life. Have yourself a better Tuesday than I had of a Monday, and we will see you next time.
Send lawyers, guns, and money. This shit has hit the fan. Guns and money.
Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line, now 20% lower. Family plans, also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number. Not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
I'm not exactly a tech genius, but I knew one thing for sure. If I wanted my small business to crush it, I needed a website that worked like a pro, and I needed it yesterday. Lucky for me, Bluehost made it ridiculously easy. With their AI design tools, building my website was a walk in the park. I could customize, optimize, and monetize everything exactly how I wanted. In just a few minutes, I had a secure site up and running. I couldn't believe how straightforward it was. And getting found online? Bluehost helped me with that, too. I perfected my keywords and meta descriptions with their search engine tools. The AI even gave me suggestions to improve my pages. Now I can sit back, relax, and focus on my customers, while my website continues to rank higher and higher on Google. With their 30-day money-back guarantee, I wasn't worried about taking the plunge. And now I'm so glad I did. Head over to Bluehost.com and build something special today.
Watching any sport is a hell of a lot more exciting when you got a little something-something riding on the game. But what happens when the season is over? At MyBookie, there is no off-season. NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, NHL, boxing, heck, table tennis, MMA, and more. If they got it, you can bet it. If the games are being played, the line is on the board at MyBookie. Just remember, where you bet, though, is every bit as important, if not more so than what you're betting on. That's why I tell all my friends to go to mybookie.ag. Oh, but my state just approved it. There's a big whatever, or these guys are in the market. Nah, Johnny-come-latelys. You want to trust them? Trust the bookie I've been working with for years, MyBookie. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does it matter? Oh, I don't know. Maybe a million reasons. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. You name it. Plus, you get a bonus with me at mybookie.ag. Use promo code Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. That's promo code ZABE. And get your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. You bet, you win, and most importantly, you get paid with mybookie.ag.